Dragon Quest by Anne McCaffrey. To Anne Dorothy McElroy McCaffrey, my mother. 1. Morning at Mastercraft Hall, Fort Holt. Several afternoons later at Bendon Weir. Mid-morning, Telgar time, at Mastersmith Craft Hall, Telgar Hold. How to begin, mused Robinton, the master harper of Pern. He frowned thoughtfully down at the smooth, moist sand in the shallow trays of his work desk. His long face settled into deep grooved lines and creases, and his eyes, usually snapping blue with inner amusement, were gray-shadowed with unusual gravity. He fancied the sand begged to be violated with words and notes, while he, Pern's repository and glib dispenser of any ballad, saga, or ditty, was inarticulate. Yet he had to construct a ballad for the upcoming wedding of Lord Asgenar of Limos Hold to the half-sister of Lord Leirad of Telgar Hold. Because of recent reports of unrest from his network of drummers and harper journeymen, Robinton had decided to remind the guests on this auspicious occasion, for every Lord Holder and Craftmaster would be invited, of the debt they owed the Dragon Men of Pern. As the subject of his ballad, he had decided to tell of the fantastic ride between time itself of Lessa, Weirwoman of Bendon Weir, on her great golden queen, Ramoth. The lords and craftsmen of Pern had been glad enough then for the arrival of dragon riders from the five ancient weirs from 400 turns in the past. Yet how to reduce those fascinating, frantic days, those braveries, to a rhyme? Even the most stirring chords could not recapture the beat of the blood, the catch of breath, the chill of fear, and the